From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. First boats carrying migrants from the Greek island of Lesbos have arrived in a Turkish port. Turkey's been getting ready for the return of hundreds of migrants under a controversial plan with the European Union to stem illegal migration into Europe. VOA's Luis Ramirez is at the port of Lesbos, where the first ferry left for Turkey.
There's a small demonstration going on after the first ferry carrying the migrants departed. So we just had some activists on a boat with a banner saying ferries are for safe passage, not for deportation.
First group of Syrian refugees sent from Turkey under a controversial program have arrived in Europe. 16 asylum seekers arrived in the northern German city of Hanover today. Another group of 16 expected later in the day. Under the deal between the EU and Turkey, those who reach Greece unlawfully will be returned to Turkey unless they qualify for asylum. For every Syrian refugee returned to Turkey from Greece, another will be resettled from Turkey to the European Union. The deal aims to break up the lucrative people smuggling operations that are based in Turkey. Police in the Republic of Congo's capital Brazzaville exchanged heavy gunfire with unidentified gunmen today in the first major outbreak of violence since the re-election of President Denis Sassou Nguesso last month. There was no immediate report of injuries. Nguesso first served as president between 1979 and 92, and after losing an election, returned to power in 97. He won disputed elections in 2002 and 2009 before getting voter approval to run again this year in a March vote. This is VOA News. Syria says its forces have seized another town from the Islamic State a week after retaking the historic city of Palmyra. Regional analyst Stephen Zunis of the University of San Francisco tells VOA via Skype, recent state losses, Islamic State losses, can be directly linked to the six-week-old cessation of hostilities.
The ceasefire between the Syrian government and the more moderate rebel groups has enabled the Syrian government and its allies to focus on ISIS and other radical Islamists such as al-Nusra.
Meantime, the U.S. military says one of its drones in Iraq has killed an Islamic State fighter it believes was responsible for a missile attack last month that killed a U.S. Marine. A team of journalists with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists working with leaked documents from a Panamanian law firm has published some of its findings into the offshore financial dealings of the rich and famous and the politically connected. Michael Hudson, senior editor with the ICIJ, spoke with VOA about the project.
The leak is 11.5 million documents. It has information about 210,000 offshore companies and other entities. It stretches, the information stretches from 1977 to the end of 2015. And there's no way that one journalist, one lone wolf, or one news organization could really dig into this. So we put together a team of people, more than 370 journalists from 70 countries and more than 100 news organizations.
Putting money in offshore accounts is not necessarily illegal, but the report said the documents show that banks, law firms, and other offshore players often fail to follow legal requirements. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accused President Obama of criticizing him behind his back over press freedom issues during a visit last week to Washington. Mr. Obama says he raised those concerns with President Erdogan, who in turn on Sunday denied they discussed the issue. The Washington-based Freedom House, which publishes an annual report on press freedom around the world, indicates conditions for media in Turkey have deteriorated over the past 5 years. U.S. presidential primaries return tomorrow after a 10-day break, with Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump and Democratic Party frontrunner Hillary Clinton both facing the possibility of losing in the state of Wisconsin. The poll showing Republican Ted Cruz ahead of Trump and the other candidate, John Kasich. Democrat Bernie Sanders is out front of Clinton going into the Wisconsin primary. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.